104.3 The Breeze with Simone, here with Manu Sandhu, who is the producer of the Vancouver International South Asian Film Festival on this year from November 11th through till the 14th. Manu, tell me a little bit about the background of VISAF.
Hi, Simone. Thank you for having Vancouver International South Asian Film Festival on your radio. You have been a big supporter of our festival for many years. You've seen it grown. We've been around since 2010, and I officially took over as a producer in 2014. And my main goal was to make sure that our South Asian talent, artists, filmmakers, had a platform where mainstream audiences, you know, TV, got to see what's in store for them. That's what the mission was in 2014. And we've grown in the last 7 years a lot. You know, I've been able to work with many, many government agencies, stakeholders, to make sure we have this platform where talent can showcase their films, their arts, and just creating that mainstream vibe for them, where a lot of the you know, non-Indian audience is able to see their stories, which are predominantly South Asian stories.
And it's so nice to see just over the years how much this festival has grown and what it's become today.
We've actually become the Western Canada's biggest film festival now in the last 5 years, just because, you know, we've been pushing, we've been getting the right audience to come see it. So those are some of my goals I had previously as well. This year specifically, our theme is the three R's, reconnection, reconciliation, and representation. So a lot of our films are also kind of around that topic where, you know, because of COVID, we were missing that connect with the community. We're missing just that representation of who we are or who anybody is right now in Canada, you know, especially with what had happened with the Indigenous community. Nobody was feeling like they belonged to this country, you know. So just kind of focusing on key elements on those stories. So we have a few filmmakers that are South Asian that were able to focus on a lot of the stories on the indigenous land, the talent. So a few of our films are focused on that, and we're so happy to collaborate with those artists from the community. And we have 30 local films that are coming to the festival this year. 70 altogether. We have an online platform. I tell you, last year when we did VISAF online, we mastered the art of doing now online and in person. So we're able to cater 70 films this year at a festival.
That is so incredible. That's a lot of films. Can you share a little more insight on some of those films?
So the main opening night is a film of a gentleman who's coming from Austria, and it's a crossover of an Austria Bollywood film. So it's going to be a really big opening film for us. There's so many amazing films that I can, you know, talk about. Especially Alex Sanger's film, again, breaking those barriers, the conversations that our communities don't want to have. You know, Alex touched about his story, you know, being from the LGBTQ community, us being open to listening to them. So there's a lot of interesting conversations that are going to happen in person at the festival this year.
Thank you so much, Manu, for sharing this with us. And looking forward to attending, especially the Red Carpet Gala on November 11th and seeing some of those films. Again, you can get more information on the Vancouver International South Asian Film Festival at visaf.ca.